107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety Wednesday morning. Lori Lou is here. Did you catch the storm last night?
I didn't.
No.
No. Do you know why?
No.
Because I was in Ravana.
Oh.
I was gigging last night. And so we drove to Ravana and it just was sprinkling when we got there. I thought I might need to go right to the front door, but I didn't. It was just sprinkling. And then people come in and I see the out the door. It's like, oh, look at that rain. I don't think they got any hail. And then coming back to town, nothing.
I'm guessing it was about 6:30. I had just gone to bed. My intention was to lay down and watch TV in bed for about an hour, hour and a half, which would put me at about 8 o'clock. I think it was 6:30, 6:45. The rain, I didn't see hail, but it sounded like hail on the roof of my house. It sounded like some midgets were up there dancing around.
Yeah.
Real heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm super glad I missed it.
No, it was intense. I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. And I did think about you. I saw some videos on Facebook. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, it was from my recollection. And again, I was almost in and out of sleep, but very, very quick. It didn't last long at all.
Yeah. Wow.
There's an outside chance for minor slushy snow accumulation Friday night into Saturday morning. And there's that pattern, that weekly pattern we seem to get where weekends bring some kind of nuttiness. But today, isolated showers, just a 20% chance, and windy high temp up near 60. So are you gigging tonight?
I am not. I am off tonight. Tomorrow night is wine, beer, and spirits. And this week marks my 2-year anniversary at Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That routinely goes well for you there, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. That's, yeah. And I'm constantly seeing new faces and it's awesome. They've been really good and it's just a great place to, you know, last week I bought a bottle of vodka and a bag of kolaches. So Danish Bakery always drops stuff there too. So that was kind of.
Does your freeze-dry guy make an appearance there all the time?
Yeah. Yep. He's there.
It'll be interesting to talk to him again. It'll be interesting to talk to what's the meat place?
Oh, Wahoo Meats.
Wahoo Meats. It'd be interesting to talk to them, too. What do they have?
So, well, they got a little bit of everything. You haven't, have you seen it?
It's actually right inside Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yeah, way back, you know, to the back of the store.
It's a huge, huge store in Grand Island.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, so definitely. So my Harry Potter night, that is the 26th of this month, get signed up for that. Wahoo Meats is donating meat and cheese trays that night.
Oh,
so.
I love the meat and cheese tray.
Yeah, well, you should come, even though I don't think you know anything about Harry Potter.
I don't think meat and cheese trays were meant to be the main course, but they are when I'm in the room.
Right. I know.
Does everybody do that or just me?
No, it's definitely not just you.
Okay.
No.
That's good to know.
So that's going to be awesome. I got t-shirts from Sailor Screen Printing for that. That's going to be fun. We'll talk more about that later. The little pink trolley will be there tomorrow night, and they're going to have fish tacos.
Nice.
No, not fish tacos. Indian tacos.
Indian tacos. What are they called?
Indian tacos. Little pink trolley. It's a little pink.
Trolley.
Trolley. Right?
Is that where they got the name?
Yeah.
And Indian tacos. Yeah, that sounds good. Lee's Family Restaurant sells those. I have yet to try one.
Yeah.
How could
it
be bad?
Is today going to be the day? No.
It might be. Why not? Are we going to Lee's?
Well, we're going somewhere.
Yeah, we got a field trip Wednesday.
We do. We got a field trip planned.
If you, too, would like to join the Lori and Fransman field trip.
Yeah.
You can't. We're just going to hang.
I wanted to touch real quick on last week. Remember last Thursday when I sent you that picture?
No.
Yeah.
What was it a picture of?
This. Wasn't this funny? So I want to give a little shout out to.
Yeah, explain that. I wasn't 100% sure what that meant.
And somebody. So I had my guest question maker, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. I love that. That was great. Even though your questions were hard. So this was his last question on the paper. And he's pretty fancy. So he's got the picture. Who is this retired bodybuilder? Which is hard. I don't know, three tables got it right. I would have never got it. But so it's a picture of Ronnie Coleman. And people who don't know will answer funny things. And so somebody, well, Kendra, my friend Kendra, good morning, Kendra. I know you're listening. This was her idea to put Steve Fransman on there.
As funny as it is.
It was very funny. It's a funny picture.
I think it's funny, but the thing I'm stuck on, who would guess that guy's name?
Three teams knew
that bodybuilder's name. What was his name?
Ronnie Coleman. He was an eight-time Mr. Olympia.
I never even heard of him.
I know. It's the weird things that people know, but... So Kyle's questions were really hard. Like, what year was the cassette tape invented? Like, who knows that?
71.
It was 62 or 63.
Interesting.
And then his bonus question was, what country?
That's America, right?
No, it was Belgium.
Really?
Yeah.
But it
makes people, and I'm sorry, Kyle, your questions were great. I love the week off, but it makes people appreciate my questions.
Well, they have to be attainable, you know, like...
But you don't know what people know.
True, but I think, like, the cassette question probably should have been multiple choice.
So...
Was the cassette invented in the 50s? Or
we ended up, because I said... So I asked him, I asked everybody, I go, do you want the decade, or do you want to be within 5 years? So, and that, you know, yeah. It was difficult. Anyway, that was a funny picture. If you want to see that picture, go to my Facebook page because I posted it.
GI Space Trivia. Now, tell me the person's name that wrote
Ronnie
Steve Fransman.
Kendra, my friend Kendra.
I appreciate you thinking of me with that style of body.
Yes.
You're not far off.
No.
But... mine's natural.
Kendra listens every morning, so I told her I'd give her a shout out. And this was a really good reason. Their team name is Sister Wives.
One of
the first times they had it was the bunch of girls and one guy. So I think Bob, Kendra's husband, was the one guy. So
can we take a short break and then you give us a bonus question?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou. Check out her sketch and the picture of me when I used to be a bodybuilder. GI Space Trivia. On Facebook, and the huge broadcast with Lori Lou continues next. Begin the day with the friendly
voice. Hello! Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. I was mentioning Tournament of Taste here, and today in the bracket, the Loading Chute in Hampton is up against Skyline Cafe St. Paul. Balls in GI is up against Winchester's in Phillips. Now, Balls announced they're going to open a second location in GI. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be two Balls in Grand Island. Grand Island will have two Balls.
Yeah. And, you are a child, aren't you?
And I didn't mean anything by that. And then Winchester's in Phillips. Did you do a gig there once?
Yeah. Yep.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Where's Phillips?
Food's great. What do you mean, where's Phillips?
I don't know how to rephrase that. I don't know where Phillips is.
Go down Highway 34 and turn left.
And you hit Phillips.
About, I think, seven miles out of town.
That's as close as that?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you've been to Phillips?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, you've been to Winchester's?
I have, both. The Winchester's crew came and played music bingo with me at Double V last week. That was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was support local. It's great.
And you've been to Balls before?
Yeah, I worked at Balls for 11 years. Oh, okay. I'm like, I have a time or two.
Hanging out with GI Trivia's Lori Lou. Was there a time that you had gigs on Wednesday? What's confusing me?
Yeah, nothing.
You never had Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And now you have Wednesdays off?
Yeah.
And Wine, Beer, and Spirits is tomorrow.
It is, and I talked about the little pink trolley, and we talked about the Indian tacos they're doing, but they have, like, funnel cakes, and I think they're doing fried Oreos as well. Does that not sound
That's fantastic.
Delicious? I know. Who doesn't love a funnel cake?
You know, fair food should be more than just once a year.
Yeah.
Is the reason that it's only once a year for the most part is to keep us alive longer?
Or? Maybe. Keep our weight down? I don't know.
I mean, I think, you know, if we grow to a certain point as a city, especially with the casino, let's go to the Nebraska State Fairgrounds. We should be able to go down there 24/7.
Yeah.
Walk a boardwalk and get fair food.
Yeah.
I'm talking 24/7.
Yeah. That'd be great. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
No, it's not.
Speaking of the casino and Fawner Park, so I have Fawner on Friday, and I start after the last race, and it has been going so good. I've been getting really good crowds at Fawner. It's a lot of fun. The casino sponsors me, gives me $10 free plays.
Not to be... disrespectful or but just to keep your head in check, some of those people might be going there for the horse racing.
You know what's funny that you say that? Yes, I know. I have a giant ego. I am so great.
No, I know you don't. I just wanted to
but I have noticed I've been getting several people that weren't at the track.
Really?
Yes. For real.
That's got to make you feel good. But you have, I mean, I say it every week. You've got something going on here. This is fun.
It is fun.
It brings people together and it's good for you.
Yes.
Good for your brain.
I enjoy it immensely. So,
do you ever think of doing a version just for pre-dementia people?
No, but I should.
You say to one team, what did you have for breakfast? And the correct answer, you would ask somebody that they live with.
Yeah. And that sounds like a lot of fun. So that's Friday. Coley Jessen is also my sponsor that night, too.
Oatmeal!
Thank you for everybody who comes out. But guess what I've got this coming Saturday that's new and going to be crazy.
Oh, is this your private? Your
post-prom.
You're doing post-prom.
Northwest High School post-prom.
You have a couple of days, don't you?
I do. Then the next Saturday is Gish. I got their post-prom. So I star at midnight.
Wow.
I know. Let's hope I'm awake. No, I'll be awake.
You're going to be that cool old lady.
Well.
To them.
Funny story is I wasn't the cool old lady because this last weekend my son was home and he's 20. And I'm so proud. I'm like, oh, listen to my playlist. And the first two songs, and I'm not even going to tell you what they were. He looks at me and he goes, are you kidding me right now? And he's laughing. And I'm like, what? Those are popular songs. And he's like, when?
Your son might have to be on the staff as a consultant for your post-prom gigs.
So thank you to my son. Thank you, Tyler. I love you. I appreciate you. I said, sit down and make me a playlist. And I said, give me 50 songs. And I needed like 120, whatever. But I can do the rest. Well, then come to find out I couldn't do the rest. So my 25-year-old niece finished up and gave me the rest. So I think I'm on the right road with the post-prom, thankfully.
That's awesome.
I know. It was a great story. Like, you know, like getting out of bed in the morning, you know you're old. And I know that. And you all know that. But that, on last Saturday, when he said that to me, the light bulb went off like, oh, no.
You had a good idea before, and now you're sure.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Songs that I think are popular maybe are not to everybody.
That's funny. Before we're out of time, give us your bonus?
Here's your question.
This will come up tonight at Wine, Beer, and Spirits GI.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. That's what I meant.
In which Star Wars film does Han Solo die? Was it The Last Jedi, The Force Awakens, or The Phantom Menace?
I'm thinking The Phantom Menace.
Nope.
The Jedi.
Nope.
The other one.
The Force Awakens. Yep.
Wow. Yep. I was going to say, answer to your question, in which Star Wars did Han Solo die? The 18th one.
The 18th. Yeah, no kidding. I feel like since your peanut butter and jelly question was, because I like to do your Google race question on that night too. So
you deflated it.
If you
morning.
Listen to the interview, you listen through the whole morning, you can get two questions. So I'm going to be nice
and repeat
and do the bonus question. Okay. So, and you won't know this. I guarantee you won't know this. What 2023 series did Harrison Ford play Dr. Paul Rhodes alongside Jason Segel?
Is it The Fugitive?
Wow.
Huh?
That little light bulb just goes ding. Boy, you're old. No, 2023, you dork.
No, I didn't know if they remade The Fugitive because he was in the remake of The Fugitive.
Yes. No, that was an old man answer.
All right.
For real. And you know it was.
And this is the kind of free commentary you get when you go to GI Trivia tomorrow night. What's the answer?
I'm not going to answer it. I want everybody to have to look it up.
Okay.
Great series. It was a 3-season great series if you haven't seen it. Okay, I'll tell you. It's called Shrinking. Oh, Harrison Ford was fantastic in that.
Oh, he's a good actor.
He is. And it's a recent.
Not to bring the conversation down, but Val Kilmer passed away. He was only 64, I think.
Yeah, but he was sick.
Yeah, I guess he was.
Don't
sick.
You remember Top Gun when he made his cameo role there in Top Gun Maverick? And he had the throat cancer. Didn't he have throat cancer?
He had throat cancer. He recovered. Then he got pneumonia. I don't know what happened after that. But maybe you could do a Val Kilmer tribute. There's a bunch of questions there.
Mm.
He was in a movie called Heat, which is fantastic. Pacino and De Niro. Of course, he was Batman once, right?
Oh, he was.
What else did Val Kilmer do? He did a lot.
I love Val Kilmer. Tombstone. Yeah, he was Doc Holliday.
Right.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That's a fantastic movie, too.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, what a career these people.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So pay attention, people. I'm going to do a Val Kilmer trivia question.
I came up with an idea of maybe what could be a cool thing that you could do for, say you want to do a tribute. The word I'm looking for is tribute night, right?
Okay.
I thought what would be cool would be if
this
you did.
It's unbelievable. I went bike riding with Val the other day. She asked me.
Kilmer?
No. Good morning, Val. No, she's like, how you coming on your MASH? Everybody knows my MASH woes. I know. I've been on Seinfeld here lately because you'll send me those Seinfeld things every now and then. And so I've been, I know.
Seinfeld is a treasure trove of trivia.
It is. It really is. But
all right, Lori Lou, thank you for being here every Wednesday. And stay up to date with what Lori Lou is doing in a nutshell tomorrow, Wine, Beer, and Spirits. 6:30?
6:30, yep.
Fauner Park Friday.
Yep.
And for all the updates, it's on Facebook GI Space Trivia.
Yep.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah. High five.